Tammy Hollingsworth remembers Francis C. Ricks, who we knew as Frank.
We met one day, and this is probably 3 or 4 years ago, at one of our Indiana conventions where we were learning how to better use our iPhones. I happened to be sitting next to him, and his comment was, "I think I should just throw it against the wall."
We are all gathered here in the name of the Lord, so let's open with a word of prayer, if you would, please. Bow your head. We thank you that you're such a wonderful God and that you love us more than we could ever know. God, we all need your mercy and your grace, and we thank you that you extend that to us every day. Every day is a gift of life. We thank you, and we ask all these things in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen.
He and I started talking, and I began to teach him how to use his iPhone. We really had a good time doing that. It led into a friendship where a lot of times we would go out for dinner, Chris and I and Frank, and we just got to know each other a lot better through that student-teacher relationship. And although Frank struggled a lot of times to learn what he was working on, it was really hard for him. It was slow going, but he was perseverant, and he never gave up. And he, from the time he started working on the iPhone where he could barely dial a phone number, he was able to send emails. He was able to use his text messaging.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
But now the days have come. I'm in the autumn of the year, and now I think of my life as vintage wine of old contrinkings, from the brim to the dregs. It poured sweet and clear. It was a very good year.
It was a pleasure working with him, getting to know him, and he just was a blessing for me.
Lee Martin remembers Kim Winter.
My memory of Sister Kim Winters. Miss Winters was such a jolly, educated woman. She was a real sister at heart. She was a believer. She always had her Bible with her, but she was always willing to come down to earth and have a lot of fun. She brought a lot of spirit, even though she was in a wheelchair, lost so much sight that she learned to conquer that and still was a student at her demise. She would cook during the holidays, and I always had an invite. And did I love her food and her cooking? And she would just set the table as it was for kings and queens. We're going to miss her and all the love and all the encouragement that she possessed. So, Kim Winters, thank you.
Bishop Daryl D. Robinson, 1956 to 2020. Born in Gary, Indiana, Daryl Robinson received his Bachelor of Arts and Master's in Science and Education from Purdue Calumet University in Hammond, Indiana, and was awarded an honorary doctorate in pastoral counseling from the Bible Institute of America in Chicago. Daryl was employed by Lake County government in Crown Point, Indiana, as a licensed mental health technician. Daryl accepted Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior in 1993 and was licensed as a minister in 1996. He received bishopship in 2005 and was ordained in Chicago in 2009. Bishop Robinson and his wife co-founded Tabernacle of Praise Ministries, Incorporated, where he served as a pastor until God called him home. Tammy Hollingsworth remembers Tammy Jones.
I met Tammy Jones years and years ago when my husband actually went to the Minneapolis convention in, I think, 1982. And he came back as a senior in high school, or I was a senior at that time. And he said that he had met someone just like me, and her name was Tammy, too. And so I thought that was really interesting. But later, when I went to college, I actually met Tammy because we had a prom for the students at the School for the Blind in Michigan. And I was asked to escort support one of the students who didn't have a date. And so I went and I didn't know what to do because I didn't have any kind of formal wear or anything. So someone suggested that I contact Tammy. I met her. We discovered that she was the Tammy who knew my husband. And of course, she had all kinds of formal wear because she was very involved in the NFB. We always seemed to end up at the same banquet table. And the thing that Tammy always used to say is she'd say, this is the Tammy and Tammy show, because if someone would call out Tammy, both of us would answer. Whenever someone asked us a question, we'd both say yes or huh. And so it was kind of a running joke with the two of us. So Tammy was always a very busy person. She was constantly counting money or spending money or handing out something to somebody to take money.
This is going to be my last report, and that's fine. I know Micah Bott is going to do a wonderful job as treasurer. In terms of the two major fundraisers at this convention, you already heard last night that the 50-50 raffle was won by a lady named Denise Jessup, who may or may not be a Federationist, but she wasn't here at the convention, but she seemed like she was a little, once she realized it was, she was happy. And she's going to be getting $1,900. In terms of the progressive auction last night with the baskets, Ron Brown added a few extra dollars to it so that we rounded up the total for that to $1,100.
Always very, very busy doing the business of the Federation.
Lee Martin remembers Anthony T.J. Wilson.
I first met Anthony T.J. Wilson Jr. He goes by T.J. When I first met T.J., he was a client at Bosma Enterprises. He became involved with the National Federation of the Blind and became a member of the Circle City chapter. T.J. attended many of our meetings. He became an activist with the Federation. He enjoyed sharing his musical talents. He, without question, will bring his band to any event that we would have. And honestly, played great music. He played at our NFB Newsline Indiana television show. He also played at our Circle City chapter, Angel Child, in Circle City. He was a religious man. He was an honest guy. And at his demise, it was really sad. It really saddened the chapter. And it's still sad as we remember Anthony T.J. to his friends and to his chapter. We miss you, and may you rest in peace.
We pay tribute to these and others who gave of their time and talents to improve the quality of life for our blind brothers and sisters through their support of the National Federation of the Blind. Let us remember their work and contributions, and let us be reminded that no one is promised tomorrow. Let us make the most of each day.